We're taking a short break to tell you a little bit about the 10% Happier podcast hosted by my friend Dan Harris. It has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? I recently talked to him on our show about what has changed since he wrote 10% Happier 10 years ago. A lot. Dan was once a fidgety, skeptical journalist, but after suffering a panic attack on national television, he decided to change his life. This journey led him to learn everything he could about the human psyche. Now he's on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Each week, he talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity, exploring topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. He's funny. He's smart. He's one of the best interviewers I know. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Untangle, the podcast from Meditation Studio. I'm Patricia Karpus. In this series, we introduce you to real people with extraordinary stories and experts who share how mindfulness practices change our lives. Our podcast is brought to you by Meditation Studio, Apple's pick as one of the 10 best apps of the year. You can download the app in the App Store or on Google Play for under $4, and you get over 200 meditations from 30 expert teachers. It's a small investment to sleep better, feel less anxious, and to be more focused and productive. And your one-time purchase of the app helps to keep our podcast going. Give it a try. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. We love having you with us. Today, we're sharing a meditation called Compassion and Love in honor of Mother's Day. This meditation was created by Meditation Studio app teacher Stephanie Goldstein, who is also the co-founder of the Center for Mindful Living in LA. Stephanie is the mother of three boys and knows that being a mom can be one of the greatest and most challenging experiences of our lives. This meditation inspires us to find groundedness, compassion, and love on even the craziest of days. I love this meditation, and I hope you will too. Here's Stephanie.
Being a mother is one of the greatest and at times most challenging experiences of our lives. So many things are thrown at us on a daily basis that we have to manage. It can feel overwhelming at times. This meditation is designed to help you find a place of groundedness, compassion, and love within yourself. I invite you to find a seated position where you are comfortable yet alert. Your spine is straight, upper body balanced over your hips and shoulders. Letting your hands and arms be heavy and rest in their own weight. Taking a few moments just to sense your body sitting here. Feeling your feet, legs, hips, lower body, upper body, arms, shoulders, neck, head. And if there's any areas of tension or tightness, see if you can just gently soften and relax into those areas. And when you're ready, allowing your eyes to close and bringing awareness to the breath, the actual physical sensations of your breath. Feeling the breath as it comes in and goes out. Breathing in and breathing out. Now letting the breath just be as it is, without trying to change it or regulate it in any way. Allowing it to flow easily and naturally, finding its own rhythm and pace. Knowing there is nothing else you need to be doing in this moment but breathing. As you sit here naturally breathing, I invite you to bring to mind the most magnificent mountain you've ever seen, letting it gradually come into focus, noticing the shape, the peak, the size. Allowing the sense of this majestic mountain to wash over you. Feeling how massive it is, how solid, how unmoving, how beautiful. Perhaps your mountain is covered in dirt, grass, trees, flowers, animals, snow. There may be streams and waterfalls cascading down the slopes. Observing it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've ever thought about therapy and haven't quite jumped in yet, it may be the right time to explore BetterHelp. Whether you're looking for new coping skills or to improve a relationship, or maybe dealing with some social anxiety or just need to recharge your batteries so you can be the best version of yourself, therapy is great. And this could be just the right time to give BetterHelp a shot. Finding a therapist through BetterHelp is easy. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and they do their best to match you with a licensed therapist that's a great fit for you. Visit betterhelp.com/untangle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/untangle. Now, back to our show.
Noting its qualities. And when you feel ready, seeing if you can bring the mountain into your own body, sitting here, so that you embody the mountain. You become the mountain. With each breath, as you continue sitting, alive and vital, yet unwavering in your inner stillness, completely what you are, a centered, grounded, unmoving presence. As you sit here, becoming aware that as the sun travels across the sky, the light and shadows and colors are changing moment by moment. The surface of the mountain teems with life and activity. Streams, snow melting, waterfalls, storms, plants, and wildlife. As the mountain sits, day becomes night. Night becomes day, and through it all, the mountain just sits, experiencing the change in each moment yet always just being itself. In summer, the temperatures rise and the sunshine is strong, yet the mountain just sits. In fall, the temperatures begin to drop and the leaves change colors, yet the mountain just sits. In winter, the temperatures drop below freezing and blankets of snow and ice cover the ground, yet the mountain just sits. In spring, the temperature begins to rise again as the snow melts and the rain falls and flowers bloom, yet the mountain just sits. Through it all, the mountain continues to sit, unmoved by weather, by what happens on its surface, remaining its essential self. Being a parent is much like the weather, ever-changing. Sometimes there's sunshine, sometimes there's a storm. Sometimes we are made breathless by the beauty, and other times we are brought to our knees from the pain. Yet we can learn to embody the same unwavering stillness and groundedness as the mountain in the face of everything that changes in our lives, moment to moment. The next time the world is swirling around you, see if you can connect to the mountain within, allowing all the chaos, stress, and demands wash over you as you remain grounded in your sense of self. Returning to your breath once again, letting go of the mountain and just being with your breath. Inhaling and exhaling. Knowing that this mountain lives within you and you can access it anytime you need. See if it's possible to sense into a place of gratitude for yourself for taking the time out of your daily busyness to practice. It's truly an act of self-care.